episode 1959, Where There Is No Path.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday, and it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. But you know what? Actually, today, it's Confessions of an Inspired Mama. Where there is no path, I promise you, you'll find one. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you are going to have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. This is a very special weekend for not only our family, but for the entire class of 2020. So this is not going to be a typical episode. However, just because you may not have a graduate, whether they're young or old, I want you to stay tuned because I promise you that your heart will be blessed. Ralph Waldo Emerson says this, "Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." You know, this quote is more powerful than any and applicable to the class of 2020 for so many reasons. With all that's gone on, how can they not be trailblazers? This is a time for them to impact the world that they touch. Whether you're celebrating a graduate from college, high school, middle school, elementary school, and we can't forget those adorable preschoolers, this is such an important time in a child's life. They deserve to be celebrated in a very special and unique way. You see, here in our family, yes, we have a high school graduate, and we are so thrilled. It's not a typical graduation. In fact, we're not going to have an actual ceremony. They did announce that we will be walking across the stage, but with only one senior at a time. For a very unusual season in our life, it's time for extraordinary opportunities. So today, I want to give you some insights to all the graduates and, of course, those who love the graduates. Behind you are all your memories. Before you, all your dreams. Around you, all who love you. Within you, all you need. Where there is no path, you must proceed. Your confidence will grow with each failure you face. However, with each fail comes more miles for greater success. Take pride in how far you have come and have faith in how far you can go. Nothing is impossible. Be ready to dig deep, to dig harder. Be ready to sit where you're uncomfortable. Be a voice, not an echo, and live every day with intention. For one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Now, those who are guiding and mentoring and shepherding, you have a huge responsibility. And just because you think you're sending them out into the world or they're taking their next step in life doesn't mean that they still do not need you. It's so important for us to support each other. Our relationships may change a little bit based on your graduate. If you have a preschooler, oh yeah, watch out. You're going to be challenged with more vocabulary and why? If you're elementary into middle school, oh, watch out. Those tween years, they're tough, but they're going to prepare you for teen years. And for those who have the high schoolers going into college and college going out into the real world, you have the opportunity now to forge a friendship, a long-lasting one that doesn't always have to be the one that disciplines and says, oh, we got to be home by midnight tonight, but the one who stands beside them no matter what, the one that will just sit and listen because they want to talk, the one that gives a hug without saying a word. So this is specifically for you. Be their strength when they are weak, for the challenges will come. Be their hope when all seems lost, for the disappointments will arise. Be their truth teller when the world comes against them, for the lies never cease. Be their heart when giving up is too easy, for the temptations will be strong. Above all, be present, be incredible, be you. And to my son, Noah, you have made this mama's heart so happy. You are truly the apple of my eye, and I know God has great things in store for you. And so, Noah, and to all the graduates out there, to all the children who are going out to impact the world, my prayer for you is that you will rise up. My prayer for you is that you will be strong. My prayer for you is that you will rely on what you know to be true, to lean into your faith. Yes, to ask tough questions, yet also be willing to seek answers from people that you trust. Lord, I pray a special blessing over each of these graduates and each family that is represented here today. Congratulations to the class of 2020. You make us smile when we look upon you. Go out today. Live, love, impact. It's your time to create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Memorial Weekend and congratulations. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.